Live Creative Now, episode 55.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, human sparkler, as someone recently called me, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive, and it's how you change the world. In my last episode, episode 54, I talked about the gremlin I refer to as the "why do I even bother" gremlin. And if you have ever wondered what's the point in doing your creative thing, that episode is for you. So definitely go back and listen to that. In today's episode, episode 55, I want to talk about something that has made a lot of creators, including myself, feel kind of badly about ourselves. I wrote about this topic on the blog last year, and I thought it was a good time to revisit it because I am quite sure that somebody out there needs to hear it. So, let's just do this. Well, You know those people, those artists, those creators, those writers, whatever they are, who just crank stuff out like they're breathing it? You know, the ones who say, "I paint because I can't not paint," or "I write because I can't not write," or "I build macaroni sculptures because I can't not build macaroni sculptures," or whatever it is that they do. They all, you know, have this way of saying, like, it's like air to me. I would die without it. Now, if that is you, if you are that person who says that and honestly feels that, then this podcast episode is not for you. You can go on your merry way, and I will be back soon with another episode that is for you. If you are not that person, this episode is for you. You might be thinking, "Geez Louise, I'm not like that. I cannot honestly say that I would die without my creative thing." I mean, maybe you don't even know what your creative thing is yet. I know there are people out there listening to this who don't know yet what their creative thing is, and that's totally fine. Or maybe you've known what your creative thing is or your creative things for a really long time, but you kind of hate those people who say, "Oh, I can't not paint or make music or whatever it is." Kind of hate them a little bit because you wish you were like them and you're not like them, and it makes you feel kind of crummy. Now, if that is you, don't worry. Your secret is safe with me because this is my secret too. This is my secret too. You might have had long stretches of your life, as I have, when you haven't done your creative thing. In fact, maybe you're even in one of those stretches right now. Or maybe, again, maybe you're still trying to figure out what kind of creative expression you really want to do, in which case you're obviously not doing it yet. And yet, you are still living on, right? Blood is circulating in your veins, your lungs are working, you're breathing, you are a living being. So it is not accurate to say that you cannot live without whatever your creative thing is. I understand that, of course, for all of us, and that definitely includes me, life can be pretty gray when you're not feeding those creative hungers. I get very cranky, and if I don't do something creative, I get very cranky very quickly. And if enough time goes by, I start to get depressed. And maybe that's true for you as well. Maybe you feel really sucked dry. Maybe you feel burned out. But it hasn't actually killed you, or it hasn't actually killed you yet, right? because you're listening to this podcast, so you're clearly alive. And, you know, like me, it is quite possible that you have probably actually had moments of joy during those stretches of time when you have not been creating, or if you're not creating right now, maybe there have been moments of joy in there. So the fact is, you can still live on, even if you're not doing your painting or your writing or you're making your music or building your macaroni sculptures or whatever it is. And that fact that you can not do your thing and yet you're still living on, that might actually have been or be a source of some angst for you. It certainly was for me for a long time. Or maybe you're just thinking about it right now because I brought it up, and maybe it's a brand new source of existential angst thanks to listening to this podcast. And if that's the case, my apologies. But keep listening because I am going to resolve that. So you may have been plagued for a long time by the following thought, or maybe you've just now, thanks to me, started to wonder, does the fact that I can not create, does that mean that I'm not a real artist? Or does the fact that I can actually not write, does that mean that I'm not a real writer? Or that I can actually not sing or play guitar or make my music or whatever, does that mean that I'm not a real musician? And I am going to answer that question for you once and for all. Hell no. In case there was any doubt. Here's the thing. Of course you can survive without doing your creative thing or without even knowing what your creative thing is. Creating creative play, creative expression, makes life a lot better, but all that you absolutely need in order to live, to keep your body functioning, is air, water, food, and a hospitable environment, right? You can live with nothing else but air, water, food, and a hospitable environment. And this is as true for people who say that they can't not do their creative thing as it is for you. Those people who say, I can't not paint, I can't not write, whatever it is, they're just speaking in dramatic terms. Yes, life is dramatically better when you feed your creative hungers, when you jump in the creative sandbox on a regular basis. Yes, it boosts your mood. Yes, it makes you feel more alive. Yes, it gives you more patience and more resilience to deal with all the slings and arrows of daily life. Yes, it turns the knob on your life from black, white, and gray to rich, blazing, full color. And yes, creating, creative expression, creative play can actually even pull people out of suicidal depression. And as is the case with the Holocaust survivors who were documented in the documentary They Played for Their Lives, creative expression, in that case music, literally saved their lives. So it has been known to literally save lives as well. But thankfully, not all of us have spiraled into a suicidal depression or been enslaved in a death camp only to be rescued by our art. Those people could say, I truly need my art because otherwise I would be dead. The rest of us who can't say that, that does not mean that we are not real artists. People like me who tend a little more towards the literal than the dramatic, who cannot truthfully say that we can't not do our creative thing, we are still real artists. You are a real artist. whether you call yourself that or not, whether you've known your unique drives, your unique creative urges and hungers, whether you've known them for a very long time, or whether you're now just discovering that you have them and you don't even know what it is you really want to create, if you make stuff that gets displayed in some way, hung on a wall or whatever, you're an artist. If you write, you're a writer. If you paint, you're a painter. If you dance, you're a dancer. If you make music, you're a musician. That is the truth. This has nothing to do with whether you make any money from your efforts either. Absolutely nothing to do with it. Yes, there are people who may look at you and decide that they don't consider you a true whatever it is, but that's them. That's not you. And I am telling you that if you do the thing, you are the thing. So this brings up another question. What if you have this hunger, this drive, this itch to express yourself creatively, but mostly you're not? You want to paint, but you're not painting. You want to write, but you're not writing. You want to make music, but you're not making music. You want to build macaroni sculptures like nobody's business, and you are not building macaroni sculptures. What if you struggle to get yourself to do that creative thing that you know you love and you know you want, but you're so mired in resistance that you can't get yourself to do it? Does that mean that you're not a real artist? No. Here's the counterintuitive thing that you, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard me say this before. Resistance is not a sign that you're not a real artist. And it's not a sign that you don't want it enough. I remember teaching a workshop in my home a few years ago, and one of the women there, and it was all about, you know, the stuff that I teach about freeing up your ability to get creating, right? And feed your creative hungers. And this woman said that her husband has told her for a long time, like, why don't you just quit? I think if you wanted it, you'd be doing it. So maybe you just don't really want it as badly as you say you do. And maybe you should just quit because it will, you know, relieve you of the pain and the suffering that you're experiencing. Oh, that was so not helpful. It was intended to be helpful, but it's not helpful because here's the thing. Resistance is a sign that you want something very, very badly. We don't feel resistance. I mean, sometimes we feel resistance to things that we really don't want to do. But if you're neutral to it, you're not going to feel that kind of resistance. The more important something is to you, the more resistance you're likely to feel. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but if you look at your own life, I'm quite sure you will see that that is true. We only feel that level of resistance, that extreme level of resistance to things that are really, really important to us, because resistance boils down to fear. All of those reasonable reasons that you have, they seem so reasonable for not doing your creative thing. Oh, I really have to do laundry right now. I really need to be taking care of my kids. I really need to be doing something that makes money. I da 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 da, on and on and on. Those are excuses. And those excuses are codes for fear. So for me, my thing that I said all the time was, I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. I wish I had time to do, make art for me, to do what I really want to do. That was a code. That was code for, I'm really scared that what I create is not going to be as good as I want it to be. that was what I don't have time was actually saying. But I was in such denial, of course, that I didn't see that until years later. So, you know, it's more important for me to do laundry right now. Take a look at if that's an excuse that you use, take a look at that. Is that actually code for, you know, I'm afraid that when I sit down to create, I am only going to prove that I am incapable of creating anything close to the quality that I want to create. That's what that meant. That's what that was really code for to me. So take a look at that yourself. Here's another one. I need a different tool. This tool is not, I can't possibly use this tool. Or I need a bigger chunk of time. Yeah, in 2011, February 1st, 2011, I made a commitment to spend a minimum, I could spend more, but a minimum of 15 minutes a day making art, playing, making art for me, not for anybody else, just for me. And that was, that proved to me that it wasn't about a bigger chunk of time. Or here's another one. I need a fully organized, cleaned up, tidied, clutter-busted studio. All of those were code for I'm afraid that I'm going to be judged and I'm going to be found wanting, that people are going to look at what I create and I'm going to fail to impress them, or I'm going to impress them that I suck. That's what all those things were code for. Here's another one. It's too hard and I'm clearly just not good at this. That was my excuse back in 1994 when I, for a brief period of time, decided that I wanted to be a writer. And my perfectionist gremlins were so loud and bossy, they convinced me that everything I tried to write completely and utterly sucked, and that this meant that I just was incapable of being a good writer. What that was actually code for, what my perfectionist gremlins were trying to protect me from, was the fear of revealing myself as imperfect, as the imperfect creature that I actually am. And let me tell you, practicing imperfectionism and claiming, embracing that I am imperfect and that everything I create is going to be imperfect, my God, that has taken such a load of pressure off. I highly recommend it. Anyway, all of these excuses are resistance from springing from fear. And the more important it is to you, the more resistance you're likely to feel, and the more excuses you are likely to come up with. And this is something that requires a lot of effort to combat. It doesn't just go away by itself. It requires effort and some really good tools, starting with my golden formula. My golden formula, which you, if you're a listener, you've heard me say this a zillion times, self-awareness plus self-compassion equals the key to everything good. Self-awareness plus self-compassion equals the key to everything good. In other words, if you already have a creative thing that you would love to be doing or love to be doing more of, start paying attention to how much you're suffering when you're not doing it. Doesn't kill you, but it causes you pain when you're not doing it. And pay attention to how that's different from when you are doing your creative thing on a regular basis. That's a really important thing to pay attention to and just notice. It's not an excuse to beat yourself up. It's a wonderful opportunity to notice where resistance is taking charge, and to respond by loving yourself up. Give yourself a hug. Remind yourself that resistance is human. Almost everyone struggles with it at one time or another. So you are no different from anybody else. It is part of the human condition. So if you have been wanting to try something creative, but you've been afraid to start, pay attention to the suffering that you experience when you delay taking action. Maybe that suffering is in the form of just feeling kind of badly about yourself, feeling frustration, feeling annoyed. Pay attention to where the pain is when you are avoiding, when you're delaying taking action. And instead of beating yourself up for letting resistance keep you away from what you love, love yourself up. And ask yourself, what is the most loving thing that you can possibly do for yourself? I will tell you what my answer to this is very, very frequently. Not necessarily in every situation in my life, but certainly in the situation where I'm experiencing pain from resistance, the most loving thing that I can possibly do for myself is to go get creating. It's amazing. And then when I'm creating, notice that. I notice that. When you're creating, even when it's hard, even when you're feeling frustration in that moment of creation because it's not coming out the way you want or whatever, notice that you are creating out of love and commitment. Not because you can't not create. If you look at it that way, those of us who cannot honestly say, I do my creative thing because I can't not do my creative thing, we are even more dedicated than those who create because they can't not do so. Because we can avoid it. Absolutely, we can avoid it. And we are choosing to push past whatever resistance might get in our way and do it anyway. That is the action of a real artist. So, onward ho. That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me. I would so love to hear your questions about living a full-color creative life. Head on over to livecreativenow.com/questions, and you can leave me a voicemail, or there are instructions for how to send me a question as well. I would love to answer your questions. So until next time, thanks again for joining me, and go get creating. Mwah!
Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.